It's 12 o'clock, Newfoundland Daylight Savings Time. Stay tuned for The Great Eastern with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on The Great Eastern,
a native son who nonetheless lived as a Russian novelist.
A living saint, a murderer, a martyr to the cause.
Yes, and eventually the strain took its toll.
Simply because something's old doesn't mean it's of any interest.
Get out of the way, Canada, we're coming through. Bless you, Iceland and Newfoundland. Stay right where you are. On today's show, roaring across the steppes of Avalonsky Stan, up in the woods when radio was czar, and how much am I bid for this holy grail? All this for you, with me on the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Here I am, making my way down through the dusty cobwebs and cigarette butts on the floor. And there's the giant wreath the BCN hangs in the building every Christmas. Down, down to BCN's own catacombs. Down to the vault, where Ish Lundgren awaits with some gem from the corporation's storage past. How are you, Ish?
Hello, Paul.
And what audio treasure have you unearthed this week for us?
The only other BCN program ever to be broadcast up along. Boil Up with Ron Gallately.
Ron hosted Boil Up in addition to doing the Great Eastern.
Well, people worked harder, longer hours in those days, Paul. We have to go on soft.
I hear Ron would leave the studio right after the Great Eastern and then catch the train.
Yes, yeah, the CNR would actually hold a bullet for him.
Service, eh?
And by the afternoon, he'd be out at his cabin near Famish Gulf, where he'd record the show himself. So here, from 1959, here's Ron Gallately.
Come on, everybody. Come on up in the country. Come on up to the cabin for... Well, friends, what with the bracing gale coming off the frigid waters of Placentia Bay, it's a bit nippy up at the old cabin today. So why don't we just stoke up the old Franklin, put on the kettle, and get out a deck of cards. Herb Crocker will be over presently. We'll talk about his operation. And I saw the brother-in-law, Jim Whalen, wetting the line down to the secret gullies. So he'll be along with an accordion and maybe a few trout for my breakfast. Watch your bobber, Jim. And if I'm not mistaken, coming through the door right now with a big pot of moose soup is the unstoppable Olive Halliday.
So he would spend Saturday up at the cabin with friends and relatives, and then...
And then he'd catch number 51 in on Sunday afternoons, and he'd edit the tapes as best he could in time for the Sunday evening broadcast on the CBC.
And the show was popular-ish?
There was something for everybody in Boil Up, Paul. Ron would have special guests, entertainers, politicians, you know, important figures of the day. He'd have them over to the cabin for a game of cards. The most popular part of the show was 30 for 60.
Well, that sounds like a good idea.
We're very lucky indeed to have Latvians of such standing as yourself, Mr. Valdmanis, helping us modernize this island's economy. Thank you for telling us about your Baltic homeland. Well. Who's that coming through the door now but Ghislaine Dagor, our old friend and prefect of Saint-Pierre. Well, for me, Ghislaine, here's a half a quart of good comfort from the cold. Vive la France!
Must have been a grueling production schedule for Ron.
Yes, and eventually the strain took its toll.
How so?
He often became tired, tired and emotional. Well, here, later in the program.
Give and give and give. He's sick of it. Day after day, week after week, making a public spectacle of myself. It's me now and Wilbur the monkey. Not once have I heard, thanks, Dad. Or thanks, honey. You are a saint, a living saint, a martyr to the cause for putting up with my insufferable sister for 7 long years.
over 300 pounds.
We have to keep hearing about this, Ron. You're up there making the best kind of money. And who's paying for it? It's me. Me, the likes of me, the taxpayer of Newfoundland.
Shut up! Shut up, Jim! For the love of God,
I'm not going to shut up, because this is something you need to
shut
hear.
Up!
And so, canceled.
No. It was a summer replacement program, after all, and it's 8 weeks were up.
Oh, too bad.
Programming is a strange and mysterious science, Paul. I don't think I could explain it to you in the time we have available here.
Oh, and look at that. We have run out of time, haven't we?
It flies, Paul. It flies.
But we always manage to catch a little of it down here with Ish Lundgren.
In the vault.
From the Cape Verde Islands and singing to all you sailors, here's Cesaria Ivora with Cansejo. Nunca!
Via caminha, filho mar, via caminha, filha fêmea, todo conversa que tu viste, que tudo vaga, fica vaga. Via caminha, filho mar, já caminha, filha fêmea, tudo conversa que tu vida, que tudo baixo que estava já. Quem fica o Vitor já, arrependimento é dar. Acabou de citar, pensa duas vezes antes do acidente. Quem fica o Vitor já, arrependimento é dar. Acabou de chapar amanhã, consegue botar em para fazer hoje. Acabou de chapar amanhã, tudo é você, para fazer hoje. E de ser triste e amortecer, dia por dia cada vez mais ser. Fazer esforço, trabalhar isso, para amanhã cachar, se matar junto. E de ser triste e amortecer, dia por dia cada vez mais ser. Fazer esforço, trabalhar isso, para amanhã cachar, se matar junto. Quem quica o bico já, arrependimento é dar. Acabou de citar, pensa duas vezes por si. Quem fica o Vitor já, arrependimento é par. Acabou de chapar amanhã, você que botei para fazer hoje. Acabou de chapar amanhã, você que botei para fazer hoje. Via caminha, filho mar, e via caminha, filha fêmea. Tudo conversa com a tua vida, com tudo baixo que está baixando. Via caminha, filho mar, via caminha, filha fêmea. Tudo conversa com a tua vida, com tudo baixo que está baixando. Quem fica o Vitor já, arrependimento é já. Acabou de citar, pensa duas vezes antes de mim. Quem fica o Vitor já, arrependimento é já. Acabou de chapar amanhã, cozer que você tem pra fazer hoje. Acabou de chapar amanhã, cozer que você tem pra fazer hoje. Quem fica o Vitor já, arrependimento é dar. Acabou de citar, pensa duas vezes antes do acidente. Quem fica o Vitor já, arrependimento é dar. Acabou de chapar amanhã, você pode ir para fazer hoje. Quem fica o Vitor já, arrependimento é dar. Acabou de citar, pensa duas vezes antes do acidente. Quem fica o Vitor já, arrependimento é dar. Acabou de chapar amanhã, você pode ir para fazer hoje. Acabou de chapar amanhã, você pode ir para fazer hoje. Acabou de chapar amanhã, você pode ir para fazer hoje.
Nunca!
Acabou de chapar amanhã, você pode ir para fazer hoje.
Nunca!
Nunca.
I'm here at Bookness, a Tony local St. John's bookseller. They've got a coffee shop in one corner where you can sip your latte, and then there are computers in another corner for your internet connections, I guess, that sort of thing. And joining me is Kathleen Hanrahan, our resident bookworm, with another installment of WordWorks.
Hello, Paul.
Kathleen, you've got two new releases with you, and the first is...
First, by Dr. Judy Stoyles, What Men Really Want.
In what regard, Kathleen?
In emotional terms, Paul.
And how did Dr. Judy, a woman I might note, divine what we lads of the patriarchy truly seek in this veil of tears?
She's a clinical psychologist here in town, so she drew from the experience of her patients.
Sensitive men, I'd guess.
And she conducted thousands of interviews.
Well, I certainly didn't fill out one of her questionnaires, so tell me, Kathleen, what do I really want?
More nurturing.
You're not serious.
There is a young and lonely boy somewhere inside you, Paul. A boy that needs to be hugged. You want less casual sex and more intimacy.
No way! Is that in there?
Yes. I take it you don't agree.
Oh, don't get me wrong, Kathleen. I'm all for intimacy, you know. Dinner beforehand, a little post-coital chit-chat maybe. I'm as sensitive as the next guy, but if you want to know what men really want...
I do.
Well, for starters... Oh, geez, difficult, Kathleen.
Oh, no need to be embarrassed around me, Paul.
Okay, definitely more... A.M. loving, you know, first thing when you wake up in the morning. And I think it's fair to say that most men want one of those new Dodge Rams, you know, the ones with the V10 Viper engine. And more gravy. Men would definitely like to see the bad image of gravy rehabilitated.
You've got to be kidding.
Well, you asked.
Well, Paul, I can see you don't need a copy of this. But for those folks who might want an in-depth look at what men really want, Dr. Judy Stoyles' book is published by Nipkow for $22.99.
Okay, what's next?
Merfkin, A Life in Gander, the much-anticipated biography of Newfoundland novelist Nicholas Merfkin. This big book is by Ramon Pugsley.
I did a course on Merfkin in university. I found it really appealing, you know, the grand historic sweep, characters by the hundreds, the almost life-denying pathos, the back-breaking task of carrying hardcover editions of his work upstairs. These were tremendous books.
Considered by many to be this island's greatest writer, a native son who nonetheless lived as a Russian novelist.
But he was born as...
Nick Murphy.
Right. Now, there are pictures here from his early years in Gander, here in his great fur hat. And here's the Dasha near Dwillingate.
Well, that particular photograph was taken just before Bertha Harnham rejected his marriage proposal.
That's an event which really shaped his adult life.
Oh, yes. Merfkin fell into a desperate black depression that was to last the rest of his days.
Mm-hmm. He took to gambling.
Tormented by crippling bunions and corn.
Caring for his drunken brother's enormous family of a... What was it?
36, yeah. Being thrown into prison for producing a scurrilous pamphlet attacking the colonial education system.
And killed then in a duel on the very day of his release from Her Majesty's.
And now, that fact is questioned in the biography.
Oh?
Well, Merfkin was about to duel, had walked the 10 paces, aimed his pistol, and at the very moment he was to fire, was blindsided by a milk wagon,
wow.
Ironically driven by James Fitzpatrick, the man who Bertha Harnham, Merfkin's one true love, eventually married.
Well, that's an amazing story. So that's Ramon Pugsley's Merfkin, A Life in Gander, and it's published by Mow Down House and retails for $89.
Seems expensive, but it is over 1,000 pages.
Comprehensive. Thanks for joining me here at Bookness, Kathleen.
Oh, nice to see you back, Paul.
Oh, thanks so much.
This week on Wearing the Wire, Ignatius Windsor's disturbing documentary, Off the Committee, Liberals in Crisis.
Look, you've got to help me. If you don't sit on my committee, I won't meet the cultural equity standards. I know you're very busy. At least give me a note or something saying I can appropriate your voice. No, I'm sorry, it was a bad idea. Do you know any other native women who... Hello?
Liberals in Crisis.
You know what with the new chair in Caribbean women's poetry? We just can't keep you on.
But I'm the last person teaching European work in the department.
God, young lady, are you smoking pot again?
Well, lighten up, Dad.
That's it. I've had just about enough of your...
Don't push your luck, Pops, or I'll call the kids' helpline again.
Sorry. Where's your mother?
She's upstairs in bed with Miss Wilson.
In bed?
Wake up, Dad.
That's this Thursday at 7 on Wearing the Wire. Off the Committee, Liberals in Crisis. Some material may not be suitable for younger listeners.
It's time for the much-anticipated weekly arrival of the most popular game show on the planet, What's That Noise from Newfoundland? What is that noise from Newfoundland, you ask? Hollis Duffett, engineer and head judge, give us the evidence. What could that possibly be? And more to the point, what could you possibly think it is? Into the mail sack I go, down here on the floor, seeking an entry for... here's an email from Oro Station in Ontario. And that's what? Between Barrie and Orillia, is it? So it's from... he tells you right off the bat who he is. Hello, Great Eastern, Jeffrey Booth here from Oro Station, Ontario, to take a stab at the noise first aired on October 3rd. Sounded like scrunchions frying in fat pork in a cast iron frying pan on a wood stove, perhaps? Hollis? No, sorry, Jeffrey Booth. Seems we're getting food guesses on this noise, but not fat back pork. Get your pen and paper ready. I'll give you our address as soon as you hear the noise from Newfoundland one more time. Hollis Duffett, it's your turn. There you have it. If you are familiar with that sound, you could be well on your way to a brand new BCN t-shirt. Write us at the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, A1C1H5. Or EOS. That address is greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. You know, I just can't get enough of this band. Here's Figgy Duff from their first album, released in 1980, Tinker Behind the Door.
London town where I could dwell, a box and less I know quite well. London town where I could dwell, a box and less I know quite well. A servant to a gentleman, a tinker came to a distiller at them. Oh, to catch up a little ball I'd be old. Catch a little ball I'd be old. The gentleman being out one day, the tinker came at his door to say. The gentleman being out one day, the tinker came at his door to say. He got to stay behind the door.
Some BCN community announcements. The Royal Newfoundland Constabulary will be holding an auction of decommissioned equipment this afternoon at the firing range. Items available include 4 fully loaded police cruisers, a vintage Black Mariah, 10 cases each containing 12 canisters past due date tear gas, 36 never-worn uniforms, all size men small, as well as a wide selection of cuffs, shackles, and irons. The Royal Newfoundland Constabulary. Few are qualified. Artists who have thought better of it can meet at the Boron Gallery tomorrow at noon. Topics for discussion include getting back your most embarrassing work, retraining alternatives for persons formerly engaged in modern dance or performance art, and dressing up the old resume. The University of Newfoundland at St. John's Botanical Institute wants you to have your pick. The experimental farm at Daleburg is closing down for another season, and the public is being invited to share in the bounty. It's first come, first serve, Sunday morning starting at 7 a.m. Bring a sack, a shovel, and an appetite. Come and root around our garden tomorrow. Wicca Newfoundland is establishing a coven in Mount Pearl. Women interested in performing the ancient pagan rites are asked to meet at the community center this Tuesday at 10 p.m. Tea and cookies will be served. Those are some community announcements. The BCN, serving the island for over 60 years.
Following me up into the attic of the... Watch the head there, Dusty. Following me up into the attic here at Moth Manor is antique expert Alistair Dusty Powell. Now, I'll bet you've seen a few dark corners in your time, Dusty.
Hey, you don't know the half of it.
You own and operate the oldest antique shop here in St. John's, the Brace and Splinter Reliquary, and every day you must see...
a great deal of junk.
Oh.
Only a small proportion of the items I see have any real value. Simply because something's old doesn't mean it's of any interest.
Yes, look at Mom, for instance. Now, the old family stuff that you've agreed to come and look at, it probably falls into the category of junk, but, you know, we must live in hope.
Oh, a little family background is always a good place to start, Paul. It gives us an idea of the sorts of things we should be on the lookout for.
Oh, gee, there's not much to tell, really. The Moths are Dutch originally, lost it all in the tulip speculation madness back in 1667. Somehow we ended up in Ireland for a generation before coming out to St. John's, where we've been now for over 250 years.
Strange, I've never seen the Moth name in any old document.
Well, the family is known for its low profile.
Well, what have you got for me?
Well, first, there's this little table. It's so tiny and of such haphazard construction. I've always thought that...
of no interest whatsoever. No more than 40 years old, the work of a hobbyist.
Oh.
Oh, but not to worry. I'll strip some of the paint off it, work it over with a ball-peen hammer, and we'll sell it as folk art in Halifax. Make a killing.
I don't know, Dusty. I mean, I really like the people in Halifax. Sometimes, I don't know, I guess their innate trusting nature lands them in trouble. I hate to see them taken in all the time. But you think there's a good nickel in it, do you?
Big boutique bucks.
Well, whatever makes them happy, I guess. Move it, Dustmeister.
That's the spirit. Next.
This bauble has always intrigued me.
I see, yeah.
You're looking at the underside for a maker's mark, no doubt?
Yes, and see here. Woolco, $1.44.
Shows you what I know. Now, how about these documents? They're old deeds or something.
They're original charters to the city. And they've been... Merciful Lord, they've been laminated.
Yeah, Mom wanted to make sure they were preserved. It can get pretty damp up here, you know.
Oh, you imbecile, they're ruined.
Then, for our listeners who have old documents, lamination is a no-no. Here, my old hockey cards, unlaminated, thankfully. Now, these have become collectible, haven't they?
Well, it depends on the card.
Well, here. Bronco Horvath. Ed Stasiak. Look, Bill Gadsby.
Can I see?
Sure.
Got him. Well, Paul, a complete collection of traders. I don't know that I've ever seen that. Oh, what's this?
Oh, the mug.
Chalice. Yes.
Well, Dad, rest his soul, was a member of one of those men's service organizations. What are they called? The Templars Club or something?
Oh, yeah.
Now, they used to really embarrass me when I was a kid, those ridiculous ceremonies and going around in hoods, chanting all that. But I think they used to raise money for the children's hospital, so hey, why not?
And this mug?
Yeah, they always had the old mug out whenever they met. I always guessed it was a hockey trophy. Worth anything?
No, not really. But I've always made a personal hobby of collecting old chalices. Oh, virtually no market value.
We got a deal here, Dusty.
Let's.
Now, I'll warn you, Dusty. I spent a few years in old Mexico, and this gringo is a pretty cagey haggler.
$50.
$70?
I give. You're too tough for me, Paul. Here's the money.
Dusty, my man, hold on. I was willing to let this baby go for $60 easy. You are too soft.
Well, for you, Paul, 65.
60 and not a cent less.
So?
The fool and his money are soon parted dust. You wouldn't know, but it was the Boyle Trophy. In closing, Dusty, is there a single guideline that our listeners can use when separating the treasure from the trash as they clear out their garages?
The conventional wisdom is to keep everything but table scraps. But you know, Paul, lately I've realized collecting isn't for everyone.
No?
No, the glacier knocks in the cupboard, the desert sighs in the bed, and the crack in the teacup opens a lane to the land of the dead. W. H. Auden.
Indeed. Dusty Powell, thanks for this.
A pleasure, Paul.
The Great Eastern, great radio, coast to coast in Newfoundland, on the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, BCN, 520 on the long wave.
What do I really want? Well, a lot of what I want has to do with my lower extremities. And though it's a natural biological imperative, I'm still racked with guilt about it. Get your mind out of the gutter. That's what my father always used to say. Get your mind out of the gutter. He was railing on about what the brothers at St. Matthew's called dirty thoughts. Dirty thoughts. Now, what did adults mean by that? They could only mean that what was always on a young person's daydreaming mind was despicable and rotten. It was what the sodality and the apostleship of prayer did their darndest to get off your mind. What you giggled about with your gang while fumbling around in your clothing in the neighbor's backyard. And what you never discussed with your dad or your grade 7 teacher. Sex is what was on your mind. Pure and simple. And sex is what they were talking about. That, then, was the equation eternally locked into my little Catholic head. Sex equals dirt. That was all there was to be said on the subject. No discussion allowed. No discussion needed upon a matter that had been decided. Sex, sewer. Sex, filth. Sex, depravity. Sex, smut. Dirty, vile, immoral, scummy, pornographic, obscene, indecent, perverted rottenness. Sin, sin, sin. And you were going to hell. What always confused me, though, was what were adults thinking about when they were thinking about young people thinking about sex all the time? What were they thinking about? And why wasn't it a sin for them? No amount of St. Matthew's inflected theology or daydreaming ever explained that to me.
Great Eastern muscles its way into your home every week at this time, live from the Old Town. Our engineer du jour is Hollis Duffett. Ishlundrigan remains the director of radio. The annual Listener's Letters program comes up in a few weeks. Don't hesitate to write us with your question about any aspect of the Great Eastern or the BCN. Send it to 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, A1C1H5, or use our electronic address, greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. We'll bestow a BCN t-shirt upon anyone whose letter we use on that show. Check our website, www.greateastern.cbc.ca. My name is Paul Moth. Join me again next week for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.